Well, rioters have targeted the compound of the Solomon Islands Prime Minister, setting one building on fire. Australian police officers are now on the ground in Solomon Islands today after widespread rioting, looting and burning of buildings yesterday. People in the capital, Honiara, saying scavengers are going through what's left. The country's Prime Minister, Manasa Sogavare, is blaming foreign powers for encouraging the protests in the Pacific nation. But critics say Mr. Sogavare must address the grievances that led to the scenes of chaos. Jonathan Pryke's the director of the Pacific Island Program at the Lowy Institute. It's been Chinese-owned shops and businesses that have been attacked by protesters, said to be from the pro-Taiwan Malaita province in Solomons. Is this in part driven by that 2019 decision to abandon diplomatic ties with Taiwan to recognise China, a move opposed by some in the country?
Well, look, it certainly seems to have been the spark that has lit this all off. I don't think we should overstate the role that geopolitics and foreign policy has had to play in this. I mean, the rump of the challenges in Solomon Islands are the ones that have been there for decades, of this inter-island tension, this inter-ethnic rivalry, the sharing and distribution of economic benefits from the government between Guadalcanal and Malaita. All these challenges far predate China's engagement in the country, but certainly geopolitics has really helped kind of resurface these tensions once again. And the Malaitan province has seized on the switch in 2019 from Taiwan, recognising Taiwan, to recognising China as one more grievance to add to the list to hold against the Solomon Islands government.
The Solomon's then foreign minister, I think, accused China of bribing local politicians to abandon Taiwan. What was the rationale given for the move at the time?
Well, look, in 2019, Solomon Islands was very public in this being an issue and went through a big public debate about whether or not to swap from Taiwan to China. They sent delegations abroad to learn the experience of other Pacific nations, to go to China. They really did think this one through. And you know, ultimately, for the Prime Minister Sogavare, he said it himself, that they would just, the economic benefits, the development benefits that they identified coming from China were just far greater than what they thought they could get out of Taiwan. Now, it's too soon to actually see if that is the case. We have seen an uptick of Chinese activity in the country. They have taken over a lot of the Taiwanese projects that were getting done in the country. But it certainly hasn't transformed the trajectory of the country like some may have been led to expect in Solomon Islands Parliament.
The Prime Minister, Sogavare, is blaming foreign powers for encouraging protests. Here's what he told the ABC's Melissa Clark.
How much do you see external pressures being responsible here? Is this...
Oh, very big, very big, very big, big influence. I don't want to name names, but we'll leave it there. We know who they are.
Do we know who they are? Who's he talking about?
Well, look, I think he's a bit frustrated that Taiwan has continued its relationship with the Malaitan provincial government and continuing development support for initiatives in Malaita. There has been some frustration. The United States has preferenced the Malaitan province with promises of future aid. So, you know, there is frustration there. But I think he's also trying to deflect from a lot of domestic challenges that have also led to these protests and these riots, you know, frustrations with his leadership, frustrations with governance issues and corruption, frustrations from a population where 70% of the population are under the age of 30. And so we have a huge amount of disaffected, unemployed youth who are looking for economic opportunity, and there's just not enough economic opportunity to go around. So there are a lot of domestic drivers to this issue, and we should be careful that we don't run too far down the geopolitical, you know, lens here without better appreciating all these domestic drivers that I think are the real drivers of this unrest.
So one could be picking back on the other.
Well, sure. I mean, as I said, like, I think, you know, the geopolitics has certainly played a role in reigniting all these underlying tensions that have existed in Solomon Islands for decades. It has played a role, but it's not the only driver here.
The Prime Minister, as we've heard, says the opposition leaders behind all of this, that is fueling the riots. Of course, that's something he's denied. Sogavare, for his part, says he's not going anywhere. How does this end?
Well, look, I mean, clearly there has to be some sort of public dialogue about these inter-island frustrations. There has to be some sort of dialogue with community leaders that have led what started as the peaceful protests to try and get the Prime Minister to step aside. It'll be up to the people in Solomon Islands to decide whether or not that is the right move for the Prime Minister to step aside. I don't see that happening. And even if he were to step aside, I don't see an outcome here being that Solomon Islands would look to reverse the decisions that were made in 2019 to recognise China over Taiwan. So it's still a very delicate situation. I'm glad Australia has stepped in so quickly to help stabilise things on the ground, but it's going to be up to Solomon Islands elected officials to make sure that this stability that has been found again is sustained.
Jonathan Pryke, Director of the Pacific Island Program at the Lowy Institute.